The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Bimbo Needles, or today is Sunday, July 11th, or Domingo, City Julio, and I'm going to talk about this morning. Welcome back. We are live once again. Welcome back. I really do appreciate it. I'm going to talk about, is he trying to say I love you without actually saying it, without the verbiage, without their mouth saying, I love you? You know, is he, and are you missing the signs? Because people have very different ways of expressing love. And we're talking today, we've all heard of the five love languages. And sometimes some people, their way of expressing love or wanting to receive love can be by the words, the verbiage, you know, stating, I love you. And that's good enough for them. Other people, it will be through acts of service, what the person is actually doing that demonstrates their love, like love in action, like that. You know, and so, but today we're going to talk about I love you being expressed through actions, and the multitude of actions that I love you could be expressed through without the verbiage. And la pregunta es, ¿estás intentando demostrar su amor diciendo que te amo sin palabras? Now, te quiero, te amo, te adoro. Not eso. None of the demonstrations of I love you through the words. We're talking about a different way of expressing that I am most definitely in alignment with. The word sometimes, yeah, but for me, love is an action word like that. It's demonstrated through being faithful. Like, yeah, I can say I love you hell if you're not faithful. I mean, like, do you really? Like that? I would be that type of person, you know? So they can say that they love you. Some people, they want the love expressed through the words only. They want to hear that. They want verbal acclamation or recognition within a relationship. I would not be that person, as I stated, because I feel that the person can say, well, they can say, well, I love you. They can tell me that every day, constantly, five times a day, but then they could be cheating. You know, they could be treating me not correctly, or that demonstrates through actions that you love the person. So for me, it'll be a little bit above and beyond just stating it like that. So I'm the type of person, I demonstrate my love through, if I kiss a man in his mouth, he'll know that I love him. I know a lot of people think that is strange, but for me, I talked about, when I talked about the sexual relationship between romantic relationship partners, I talk about kissing being the most intimate act. For me, it's mouth kissing is more intimate than sex with me. Like, for me, like that. It's more intimate if I'm kissing, deep kissing someone in their mouth, I love you if I'm doing that. also, so I demonstrate love, I guess, through touch and through I'll say it also, but I will be different, demonstrated more through my actions, like being fair, being loyal, like that. Being loyal is how I'll be demonstrating my love. Kissing, deep kissing you, having certain types of sex with you that I would not have with everybody that I meet and that I'm having sex with. If I don't love them, I would not do certain sexual acts. So I'll be demonstrating, you would know that you're loved by me doing those certain sexual acts that I'll get enjoyment out of. Also, I won't just be doing it to please the man. I'll be doing it because I want to do it, but I'll only do it with somebody that I'm in love with, like that. Like, that is how I am. Also, by, I will be supporting him. So I guess I show love and demonstrate love through my actions, by being his support system, by being his greatest cheerleader is the way that I would demonstrate love. By being the number one person in his corner. I would strive to be the number one person in his corner. He will feel love. I would do things for him like that. Like making his favorite breakfast like that. Or surprising him with breakfast in bed. I would do those types of things for him. Listening to his work day. Being proactive in problem solving. And respecting him is the way that I would show love. A high level of respect. Because I can't not be in a relationship. I can't love a man that I don't have a high level of respect for and look up to a certain extent. So I guess I'll be demonstrating love through my actions. And yeah, I'll be telling him I love him also, but I'll be more proving it like that. So what are some of the best ways to express I love you without actually saying it? And is someone expressing to you that they love you and you are expecting them to say it, but they're already expressing it through their actions? The person could be doing for you and being for you what they don't normally do and be for anyone else. And that is a demonstration of them showing their love, and it matches you or it doesn't, is what you want as it relates to love being expressed to you or it isn't, like that. So I would think with the five love languages, it would be maybe a balanced combination of the five would be a good expression, and one not weighing out over the other or being better than the other. But that's my opinion, like that. So what do you all think? And Krishna states that, I think it's something that we should all strive for. She's meaning, as referring to the question, what are some of the best ways to express I love you without actually saying it? Because I feel that words don't carry much weight without the action to back it up. Words don't make me feel love. Okay, if somebody said I love you, but then they're beating me, I would be like, okay. Or if somebody said I love you, but they're cheating on me. If somebody said I love you, but they're not carrying a weight in the relationship, and they could be constantly saying they love me and all of that and how special I am to them. But okay, if something doesn't match here, something doesn't match. So it would have to go above and beyond the words. I would like it demonstrated and then the words sometimes, you know, like that. So Krishna states, I think it's something that we should all strive for, to be able to say I love you without words, she's stating. For those who simply haven't gotten there yet, here are 10 ways you can show it without uttering the phrase. Number one, nothing says I love you more than laughing at your partner's bad jokes, especially if you heard them 100 times before. Making your loved one laugh is also a wonderful way of displaying your feelings. Now, I wouldn't laugh at his bad jokes. I want his jokes to be funny because I want to laugh for real. Because a good belly laugh is healthy. So I would hope that he would have a real sense of humor. That, because a sense of humor, what he says to me, it cannot be funny, but somebody else may laugh for real. So I would hope that his sense of humor matches mine. And I think I have a pretty wicked sense of humor and a very sarcastic one, like that. So I want those belly laughs to be for real. So I wouldn't demonstrate my love through laughing at jokes that aren't funny, because I don't like doing things that aren't sincere. I want to be really in love and really demonstrating the love like that. So I wouldn't do that to make him feel better. I wouldn't laugh to make somebody feel better, to make them think that I like their jokes. I feel that I would be deceiving them. I would extend on their joke and make it my type of funny, and then I would be laughing for real at his joke in combination with what mine could actually make of it like that, and hope that that would get a laugh out of him also. I'll probably do that as opposed to deceiving him and making him think that I feel that his joke is funny when I really don't. Because I would feel that that would be being dishonest. She also states, making your loved one laugh is also a wonderful way to display your feelings. Yeah. Laugh, truly making them laugh is a wonderful way to display your feelings. But I wouldn't look at laughing at jokes as a way of expressing that I love them. Do y'all may think differently. Do y'all, because I could laugh at the man's joke at the store. I could laugh at the stranger's joke across the street. I think that what you're doing for a romantic partner and demonstrating love to them, you don't do it for anyone else. But I could be completely wrong. I can have a belly laugh that I'm falling down from somebody, a guy laughing, and my partner could be there, but that doesn't mean that I'm in love. So, no, like that. That wouldn't be for me. What do you all think? Number two, find that special little something that your partner lost or said he or she wanted but could never find. Also, give your partner a nicely framed photograph of the two of you. It's very touching. What do y'all think about that? I remember me and my ex, when we were living in his country, we went to have our picture drawn where the guy he drew us right then sketched, I guess. And it looked very nice. I guess that would be taken as an act of love without saying it. Romantically. It wouldn't be for me. What do you all think that if your partner gave you a framed picture of you two and gave it to you, would you take that as them saying, I love you without the words? I would take it as a sentimental gesture like that. Number three, do the manly man or girly girl thing. Many men say it by washing their mate's car and filling it with gas, taking your man to a game, concert, car show, a movie that he really likes is a great way to show that you want to be there for him. Is that how you all show your love without saying it? Is that how love is expressed to you without saying it? Now, number four. Help your partner heal a childhood hurt or loss. Perhaps the most powerful thing you can do is to just listen to his or her story about what happened and follow it up with a big hug. Now, if that story is only going to be told once and that big hug is going to be the cure-all, I would do that one time. Because I don't like bringing the past into the future and hearing the story all the time because you're open to it and that's going to be the relationship. If listening to their childhood hurt or loss one time and me giving them that hug cures them and we don't have to hear this anymore, we don't have to talk about it, you're really healed, I would do that. Number five, show up at a business event as the loving spouse. This is all about giving, standing in a supportive role, and praising your mate's efforts to everyone you talk to will make your partner feel uplifted and loved. I would do that. I'll be his greatest cheerleader. I'll support him in all of his endeavors. Especially if he's a well thought out, well planned achiever. I would be that way. Showing my love and demonstrating my love through that. Also telling him that I love him and doing special things for him that I don't do for anyone else. He would be able to tell the difference like that. Number six, when you're watching TV, snuggle up close with the one you love. Sitting across the room from each other in separate chairs may feel comfortable to your body, but it isn't fulfilling to your heart. I would be snuggling up close to him. I would do that. Yeah, when we're sitting down, I would be snuggling up close to him. Yeah. Especially if this is what I would like to do. If he's working, doing some type of paperwork, and I would like him to do that on the couch instead of in his home office. I would not mind my husband bringing work home. I would like him to do that, but I want him to sit on the couch so I can snuggle up with him and watch him while he's working and watch what he's actually doing and watch him doing that. And I would be making him drinks while he's doing it. And I would be on my iPad or phone or watching television while he's doing it, but I would be snuggled up to him. That would be very comfortable and comforting for me. That's the type of quality time that I would like to spend with him. Being beside him like that while he's doing something that is significant and important to him, I love it more than standing beside him at a baseball game. I'll do that also, but I feel that that's not... The other way is a little bit more significant for me. It's more for me the other way like that. So, number seven. Bedtime cuddling helps sustain a long-term loving connection. If you both need your own space for sleeping, that's fine. Okay. And I guess, remember a lot of the boomers, but maybe before the boomers, how the parents would sleep in separate beds, but in the same room? I would never be doing that. Okay. She also states, if you both need your own space for sleeping, that's fine. Because I would feel like that's a damn roommate. Okay. Just touch each other for 15 minutes before you go to your side of the bed. By the way, those who engage in this activity also have healthier sex lives. Well, I don't think I agree with number seven for me specifically. Some of you may agree most definitely because these are different opinions, different strokes for different folks. I sleep in the nude when I'm married. Now, and I will be cuddled up next to him while we're sleeping. I don't like going to bed angry because I want to cuddle when we're sleeping. Like that. So I sleep in the nude and I have the room very cold, but I'm cold nature. So I like being under covers, a warm blanket, or snuggling up close to the man like that. And we'll hope that it will lead to sex. That's the way I am in the bed. Now is number eight. And that would be me showing him the type of sex we'd be having would be me showing that I love him like that. Because I'll be having my own experiments that I've wanted to experiment sexually with a man. But because I love him, so he's the one that I would want to do these things with. Number eight, go above and beyond. Making a grand gesture every now and then is a wonderful way to show your love. Doing the extraordinary as a couple will help you create cherished memories. I'm with number eight, going above and beyond, doing things with them and for them that you've never done with anyone. Like that. Romantic or otherwise. It shows that person is special. If you go from relationship to relationship, you're doing the same thing for every partner. What's so special about the one you have? Like, as I stated, I have not kissed every partner I had in the mouth. I have not kissed everybody I've had sex with in the mouth. I have not done sexual acts that I want to do with every partner I had. I have not done for partners that I've been with what I am capable of doing for the right partner like that. Because that person is a special person like that. Do something for your mate that he or she hates to do speaks volumes. We all have things in our lives that we dislike doing. And when your partner gets this spider out of the bathtub or makes a midnight run to the kids, so the kids can have milk in the morning, it really says a lot. It really says, I love you. Okay. So doing something that your partner doesn't like doing. Well, that spider in the bathtub thing, you can get a neighbor to come do that. So that's not really saying I love you. That's saying there's a spider in the bathtub and you're afraid, so I'm going to come do it because I'm not afraid of spiders. Or you can get somebody else in the house to do that that isn't afraid of spiders, that isn't your partner. This is the way that I'm thinking. So that wouldn't be, if they did that for me, I wouldn't think that they love me. I would think that they're not afraid of spiders and they're getting it out because they know I'm afraid. Anybody could do that. That isn't afraid. Now, the midnight run so the kids can have milk, that's more about them loving the kids than loving you. Now, so that number nine, not really for me. What do you all think, though? There would be their children. Or it would be, if it's not their children, I'm making a midnight run, they're going to get the milk because the children need milk. It really doesn't have anything to do with love like that. You tell anybody in the house that is adult to do that? Or if you know a neighbor's going to the supermarket, you say, hey, can you pick up some milk for me because my kids need it? So for me, that would not be them showing that they love me. That's for me specifically. For you all, it may be. Number 10, being extra considerate on a daily basis works wonders, yet saying please and thank you. Yeah. But you would be doing that with anybody you came across. Like with me being from the South, you say please and thank you to strangers. You say ma'am and no ma'am to anybody that's older than you. You say yes ma'am and no ma'am to your parents. Even while you're my age, you do these things. So that would just be having common courtesy with everybody. So you're supposed to be doing that anyway, but that doesn't really say I love you because you're supposed to do that with everybody. The person across the street from your house, the man at the supermarket that works there, the lady at the bank, the stranger that you're passing as they hold the door open for you. So to me, that isn't showing romantic I love you. Now, being extra considerate, she states, on a daily basis works wonders, saying please and thank you, opening doors, helping your partner put on a coat. So chivalry. So that would be showing that the man is chivalrous, helping her put on the coat. Or putting a love note in his or her pocket, or a few of the little things that make a big difference. Perhaps after showing or being shown your love in these ways, you will find it easier to speak the words. Just keep in mind that most of us want to hear them. I want to hear them in combination with what I feel signifies that I'm special and unique to him that he doesn't do for other people. Like that. And me doing the same for him. Bakir states, he's a guy, to say to someone, I love you, is as easy as baby uttering some meaningless babble. That's the way I look at it also, because they could say I love you and they could say it consistently, but they could be cheating. They could be beating you. They could be, or she could say I love you and she could say it consistently, but she could be cheating and she could not be supported like that. So for me, words are not worth much. Remember this song, A Penny for Your Thoughts? Like that? Okay. Okay. There was a song back in the day. It's an old school song. It's like, a penny for your thoughts, a nickel for a kiss. And what is the rest of it? Something. Okay, I forgot. But okay, so words are like, aren't worth their weight without action. Because for me, love is an action word. He states, to say someone I love you is as easy as a baby uttering some meaningless babble. Yeah, because when the baby is uttering the babble, it's cute because the baby is uttering babble. And just like when a person is saying I love you, it's cute and it can make you feel good. But what if there's no action backing up what they said, or what they're doing doesn't coincide with what they're telling you with their mouth? This phrase, he states, has become so much cliche that anyone uttering them to anyone seems to be doing a movie shot. The real love to be expressed does not need any hollow words at all. Instead, real love is only expressed through gestures, actions, and manners that reflect our truest feelings of kindness, affection, care, warmth, intimacy, tenderness, attachment, and endearment. Finally, somebody thinks about love the way that I think about it. It's action. Is demonstrated through actions in the words sometimes, where the words don't even become necessary. It's just shown through, there's no doubt in your mind that they love you because of how they're treating you, what they're doing for you, that is distinctly different than how they're treating the next person and what they're doing for the next person. Also, the way that I look at the man, my eyes are very expressive. The way that I look at him, he would know that I am in love with him. It would be an adoring look. una mirada de adoration, a look of adoration. Like that. Te adoro, mi amor, like that. They let him know that I adore him. Like that. Now, following anecdote, he states, the source of which I do not know is really telling and inspiring and gives us an idea of loving without words. It was a busy morning, approximately 8:30 a.m., when an elderly gentleman in his 80s arrived to have stitches removed from his thumb. He stated that he was in a hurry as he had an appointment at 9 a.m. I had him take a seat knowing that it would be more than 1 hour before someone would be able to see him. I also saw him looking at his watch, and as there was no other patient, I decided to evaluate his wound. On examining, I found it well healed, so I talked to one of the doctors to get the needed supplies to remove the suture and redress his wound. While taking care of him, I asked him why he was in such a hurry. The gentleman told that he needed to go to the nursing home to eat breakfast with his wife. I then inquired about her health, and he told me that she had been there for a while and was suffering from Alzheimer's disease. After I finished dressing his wound, I asked if she would be worried if he was a bit late. He replied that she was no longer able to recognize him, and this was the case for the last 5 years, that she does not know who I am. I was surprised and asked, "And you still go every morning, even though she doesn't know who you are?" He smiled and patted my hand and said, "She doesn't know me, but I still know who she is." Love is through your actions. Words aren't worth a penny in a bucket if actions don't back it up. Like being feel, loyal, dependable, the boring words that people take as boring, that I take of sustenance. Loyal. That me, people like me, because I'm not the only one, take is of substance. Loyal, dependable, reliable, practical, grounded, demonstrations of love hold the most weight. And then saying it sometimes in the romantic gesture in combination with that, but without the substance, there is no love.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.